The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Basketball opening day has become a great tradition in San Diego as well. We're going to hold off on our traffic report because I want to get right out to our next guest as San Diego State gets ready to open the NCAA college basketball season tonight at Viejas Arena against UC San Diego. We are joined by the legendary architect of the San Diego State basketball program. Steve Fisher is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, good morning. Happy basketball season. It's always a treat and an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm a regular listener every day, and I'm honored to be on with you again.
Well, listen, between you, Coach, and Ben Higgins over here, and Paulie the alum, and Coach Brian Dutcher, you guys have turned me, I didn't go to SDS, my wife did, but you guys have turned me into a fairly, each year I get a little more rabid about Aztecs basketball, and I got to tell you, after Padres season and the way that it ended, I'm as fired up to turn the page tonight and watch these guys go out and play. How excited are you for this?
I'm very anxious and excited for another season.
Yeah.
I'm a big Padre fan, too, like you guys are, and it was unfortunate the way it ended, but they had a wonderful season, and there's positive vibes in the city of San Diego on both the Padres and the Aztecs, which is great.
So, Coach, obviously this is a very new team for Brian Dutcher, but that is the new normal in college basketball with the transfer portal and teams having to turn over rosters unlike they ever have before. What's your read on just the overall situation in college basketball and what it looks like now here in the year 2024?
It is. It's a roster that even if you have 15 freshmen on your team, you don't know who you're going to have the following year because of what we're dealing with NIL and all of that. It's the new normal. Something will be different 2 or 3 years from now, but as we are speaking today, we're dealing with it, and Coach Dutcher and his staff have done a great job of building rosters, keeping the chemistry and the framework and the togetherness that have had great success. But it's different. We have gone from an old team to a quite young team, and obviously a very new team to one another. So it'll be interesting to see how we come out of the gate.
Talking to the great Steve Fisher here on Ben and Woods this morning, and it's funny, not to bring it back to baseball again, but I asked the pitching coach, Ruben Niebla, how long does it usually take you, Ruben, to figure out kind of who slots in where and what roles they have? How is that for a basketball coach? How much time do you need? I know you can practice every single day. You can have scrimmages. You can have blowout scrimmages, Coach. But how long do you think it's going to take Dutch? Or how long did it take you to say, all right, this is our rotation. This is where we need. Or is it game-dependent, opponent-dependent?
I think it's roster dependent, and the longer you have a player in your program, the more comfortable you are with who he is, how he'll play in crucial moments, and that determines a lot. I've had teams where you almost knew, even though you go into a season saying you earn a position, you almost knew who the starters were going to be. I think this year's team with Coach Dutcher, we've got a lot of flexibility and a lot of uncertainty. I think the casual fans, B.J. Davis, when they heard he scored 20-some-odd points in the scrimmage against UCLA, some of them said, who is he? He was on the team last year but played sparingly. So we're dealing with that. I think we're also, for us, it's unfortunate, but the player that we thought would be the most reliable, Reese Waters, is now on the shelf for another, who knows how long, a couple months, maybe longer, I don't know. So we'll be a team, I think, in flux that they'll determine who's going to get minutes and earn minutes, and it could change as the non-conference season rolls on this year for us.
Heard Dutch say this week that he's starting his eighth season as head coach, and I immediately thought, well, that's wrong. It hasn't possibly been 8 years. It has actually been eight seasons now for Brian Dutcher. And Coach, obviously, you guys came together to San Diego 25 years ago, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on Dutch now as a head coach, an established head coach, and the job that he has done and built off what you guys started together, and, you know, what maybe he's done differently than you, in the last 8 years, and obviously he's done a lot of things the same as well.
Brian Dutcher and I go back to 1988 when we were both assistants at University of Michigan. We've had a working relationship and a very strong friendship for all of those years. I knew that Coach Dutcher was going to be an exceptional head basketball coach when the opportunity presented itself. It just takes time, and most people don't want to wait as long as Dutch waited for his opportunity at San Diego State. But I think when you have happiness, when you like where you are and who you're with, you get comfortable in saying, why look to leave? And that was his thought process. But when he got the opportunity, I knew that he would be successful, and he has done that beyond words. Taking a team to the national championship game is every coach's aspiration, to make a Final Four. He's done that, and he's done it at San Diego State in a program that together we saw one brick at a time, what it took to grow a program. So what he's done has not surprised me. And he's done it with a steady hand on the rudder, not, jerking it when you lose a game you're not supposed to lose. And, I think consistency, how the perception your players have with you. And with him, it's always steady. Always a belief in the players and the program and the people who are there, and it rubs off. And so he's done a great job, will continue to do a great job. Very proud of what he's done with the program.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But one thing that you both have in common, that I've met a lot of basketball coaches, and the great ones are passionate and great teachers, and they have a lot of things in common, but they're not all nice. And you two are so nice, and that's not always the case, I've noticed, especially with college basketball coaches who can sometimes be a little rough and, you know, a little difficult. And how did you guys do it and always maintain just being, you know, the nicest guys in the room?
I think if you treat people with respect, you know that media has a job to do. You know, after a tough loss, it can be extremely difficult when you get a question that you say, I can't believe you're asking that in your own mind. But you take a deep breath and you respectfully answer the question. And I think if you have that attitude towards your players, you'll treat them the same way. You know, I'm a father. And if you have a son or a daughter, you want them to be treated that same way. You want someone to put an arm around them the right time. You want them to discipline them. You want someone that will do the right things for your own. And that's, I think, what we've tried to do. You know, if you're a person with a family, if you follow that precepts, if you treat others like you would your own son or daughter, you're going to have a relationship with other people. And I mean, life is too short to run around being mad all the time and building up Ozzie saying, I'm going to get him back. I'll get him back. If you just, you know, do your job, do it in the right way, good things will happen for everybody. And that's what we've tried to do in a program that is very visible. And, you know, everybody sees what you do. And it's unlike some jobs, it's there in front of everybody. But you do it in a way you can feel proud of and go home and say, I feel good about how the day went.
Now, Coach, I personally love when coaches yell at my kids, both of them. They both deserve it most of the time, so I actually don't have a problem with it. But I did want to ask, and I think we're just conditioned, you know, San Diego sports fan, but there was somebody in the chat said, man, I'm excited, but it sucks. This is going to be a rebuilding year for the Aztec program. Would you push back on that at all?
I would say, you know, What do you mean by a rebuild? You know, we're starting anew with a lot of new players, but we have a floor that is expectations for everybody, which is higher than most. So you start there. We're going to be good. Now, will we be undefeated? Probably not. Will we lose a game that people say, how'd they lose that game? Maybe. But we will be a team that in the Dutcher era has always been able to do is be better in February than you were in January, and hopefully be at your peak when tournament time rolls around. We're going to be a contender for the Mountain West Conference tournament, which is what we want to do. You want to win your league. You want to make the tournament. And I think we've got a great opportunity to do that. We've got a lot of new names that it's like a new coach. You know, you talked about Dutch, you know, some people have not, you know, they haven't seen some of our players, some of our new kids. So I think when you see them and you get to know them a little bit, you say, we do have expectations. We do have talent. We're going to continue to be good.
A lot of new names, but the best one is Magoon. I don't think you're going to get a better name than Magoon.
And Gwoth.
Gwoth is also
fantastic.
Pretty good. I saw Magoon four block Gwoth shots in that game against Cal State San Marcos in the scrimmage. There are a lot of exciting players. I think fans are going to be very intrigued to see what Coach Dutch has on the floor tonight. I know you got to get off on your day to the arena and to San Diego State, so we appreciate you joining us. Best to your entire family, and hopefully everybody's doing well, and thank you for your time this morning.
Gentlemen, I'm honored to be on with you. Look forward to doing it again, and let's see if we can get off to a great start tonight.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Steve Fisher with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.